something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kachia Road before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah.
Can I have an amen? Now, some of you, you have never known what it is to be hungry for the things of God. You just go to church because you have grown up going to church on Sunday. That's what you have known. You couldn't be anywhere else during the service. You have to go to church. That is your religion. But today, God will help you change it. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that gives life. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profited nothing. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life. And you are in a world that is very, very dangerous. No one needs to tell you how dangerous the world is now. It has become a very dangerous place to live. Along with all the problems of the world, there are spiritual problems also. A dear lady, a young lady testified of what she did to her brother, her younger brother. She said her own son died. When her son died, she figured it was the brother who made him die. And the young guy didn't touch him. She said it was her brother that made that little boy die. So she went to a native doctor and said, fix me something. My brother killed my son. And they fixed her something to use against her brother. And the brother became mad, roaming in the streets more than 10 years. And he never knew it was his sister, same mother, same father, who turned his head around, threw off his clothes, and went in the streets. Lost his mind. Couldn't go to school anymore. Couldn't work. Couldn't do anything. More than 10 years. Roaming the streets. The sister had put a curse on him. This is the world in which we live. Parents didn't know what was the cause of their son's illness. The son's madness. Friends didn't know. Only when the anointing of God was strong and that lady was in the meeting. And she began to confess the evil that she had done. That's the world in which we live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then you as a Christian, you want to walk this world all by yourself without the Holy Spirit. You do not know who has sworn that your family can never be as one. Your son, another direction. Your daughter, another direction. Husband, another direction. Wife, another direction. They will never agree. You don't know what has caused that. Can't tell. You're in a world that is wicked and evil. Several weeks ago, I was praying. The Spirit of God began to minister to me about a curse that has been unleashed on many people in this country. A curse. How that many men and women are being struck by stroke, like an epidemic, but it's demonic. The man is well today. Suddenly, one hand, one leg gone. Probably the mouth too. Just happening and happening and happening and happening. It's a curse. And people are being bewitched by this evil power, such that even Christians who are ignorant are suffering the same thing. But many of them have their eyes closed, and that's the problem. They have their eyes closed. And Satan does not distinguish between poor and rich, old and young. He will inflict a young person with sickness, as he would to an old person. He would destroy a poor man as he would a rich man. No, I saw a very wealthy man carried on both sides. He couldn't move. You look at him, you could see that the man was loaded with some box. And they brought in the limousine and they helped him get in. How honorable is that prosperity? Years ago, I went somewhere to see a man who didn't know Jesus, so I could minister to him. Oh, what a large compound. So many beautiful buildings he had. He said, ushered into the house, got into his room, a large, beautiful room. The whole house well decorated. And there was a man on the bed. And I went straight to him, tried to talk to him. He had not spoken to anybody for 2 years. 2 years. They brought him food and locked the door and left him in there until they brought food again, until someone came to bath him. The hospitals had given up on him. He was in there 2 whole years in darkness. Brought the cars outside were for him, the houses, everything, large compound, everything. Had a thriving business going on. Couldn't be a part of anything. Satan doesn't know whether the man is rich or poor. If he has a way to enter, he will destroy. Are you in this place? Yes. Don't give your life into nothing. No. Invest your life in God. The Bible says, he that seeketh to save his life shall lose it. But he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Invest your life in God. Tell somebody close to you, invest your life in God. Say to the other one on the other side, invest your life in God. Okay, tell someone behind you or in front of you, invest your life in God. Okay, call your own name and tell yourself, invest your life in God. As I tell yourself now, invest your life in God. No, call your name. Chris, Bumi, Femi, invest your life in God. Invest your life in God. That's the only way. That is the only way. It is the only way. You are here. Visit the hospital. You will know what I mean. You see men and women who have children, grown-up children, with their urine on the same bed where they are. They can't get up. They can't move. They're just there. Everything they want to do, the bathroom is on the bed. The toilet is on the bed. The dining table is on the bed. They do everything on the bed. A man reduced to nothing by some evil power there with you. Hallelujah. If you invest your life in God, you will fear no evil. He says, therefore shall no evil befall you. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. He says, with thine eyes shall thou see and behold the reward of the wicked. About you, he says, because you have set your love upon me, therefore shall I deliver you and honor you and show you my salvation. He says, I will lift you on high. That's the reason some people don't understand us. There is only one journey we can make. Some of us are walking in that presence of God. We walk in it. We have only one journey. It is upward and forward only. Finish. I have no other direction. I only move upward and forward in my life. I don't go this way or that way. One way. Jesus. That's it. It is not called ups and downs. Ups only. No, some people don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. No, they don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. But they will. Jacob, I want you to understand this. Understand this. Don't go for things. Go for the grace. The grace of God, yes, on the one hand is defined as unmerited favor, which means that you didn't do anything to qualify for it. But again, it is something that has to do with the presence of God. It is a special something that you cannot see and describe, but you see what it does. When you're surrounded by that, when that thing is in your life and working, the Bible says it makes you that it shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again,
And you want the life of Christ in your heart. You want Jesus Christ come into your heart. I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It will help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kachia Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael. Opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm. To listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.